All right, communication, learning how to communicate better. In this session, I want to look at communication killers. These are the things that we do or things that we say that kill conversation, kill communication. Remember, the goal of communication is connection. But there are things that we can say and things that we do that can kill the connection. So we want to look at those. All right. Communication is not about winning. Sometimes people are so competitive, and we are, as people, we are very competitive. Sports is one of the most popular things all across the country. Here in our country, we have football. Stadiums are filled with people that are just crazy about it. And in other countries, you have football too. It's the same thing, but it's a different sport. When we use our hands, you use your feet. But I have been to football games in Ecuador. My son married a girl from Ecuador, and he lives in Ecuador, and I've been there in Quito, where they talk about there's like a fifth quarter or fifth period or something because of the high altitude, or they have an extra man, the 12th man or something like that. And anyway, I've been at some of these sporting things there, and it's just total, absolute mayhem. Chants, and people are sending Roman candle fireworks right over your head. It's just total, absolute mayhem. People are extremely competitive, and people are competitive in their conversations. And one way to kill a conversation is to want to win. That I'm going to say whatever it takes so that I win. Maybe the other person won't think that I won, but the people listening around me will win. And so we have our own ways of determining who's the winner. The goal of communication is connection, not winning. You can win an argument and lose the relationship. So then what do you really have? It's not about being right. A lot of people are like this. They have to be right, even when they're wrong. They will defend their position even when they are wrong, even when they are proved wrong. Maybe it was, you know, like I'm a little bit that way. I was raised by a father who was always right. His way was always right, and so I was one who would battle against that. Oh, you think you're right? Well, I'm right. And so I have a little bit of that still in me, that I want to be right. I hate being wrong. The problem is you don't get at the truth, and you certainly don't foster connection and relationship. Communication is not about getting people to agree with you. And my evangelism went up, you know, in terms of effectiveness when I finally figured out that getting people to agree with me is not my goal. My goal is to get people thinking. My goal is to help them decide for themselves what they need or want to believe. I don't want to believe for them. I don't want to force them. I don't want to be like a lawyer or a car salesman, say everything and manipulate the whole conversation so that in the end they say yes when they really don't want to. It's not going to take hold. They have to freely come to their own decision. And that's true about a lot of things. When you're trying to parent, when you're trying to influence people at work, you can be a boss, you can tell people what to do, but unless you allow them some space to consider and to learn and grow and to actually do something because they think it's the right thing to do, you'll always have to keep pounding on them. Hey, you know, a lot of bosses, that's all they do is pound people. Because they have to. Because if they didn't, people wouldn't do what is required. But part of it is they think that the goal is to get everyone to agree with everything that I say. That's not the goal. Connection, relationship, that's the goal. Communication is about connection. I keep saying that over and over. It's about relationship. It's when you have a relationship with your employees that they do the things that you want done. It's when you have a relationship to your children a good connection to them, that they actually cooperate with the family plan and what needs to be done. When you have a good relationship with your spouse, when you have a good relationship with the people in your church, that's when good things start happening. It's about relationship. Communications is about learning and growing in the interaction. See, in the communication, in the conversation, I learn some things, you learn some things. If I go into every conversation thinking I've got to win, I have to be right, I'm not going to learn anything. If I go into a conversation thinking, I don't know, maybe I don't know everything about this subject, or maybe I have a limited perspective, I might just learn something. And if that person responds in kind, they might learn something from me. Communication is helping others learn and grow and lead a more satisfying, productive life. That's the goal. I don't want to sell you something you don't want to buy. I don't want to manipulate you because I'm a good lawyer. Ultimately, I want to be a blessing to you. That was the promise to Abraham. You will be a great nation, and you will have an offspring, and you will be a blessing to the nations. That's what we want to be. We want to be a blessing to people. So keep the communication going. Don't kill the communication. Don't kill the conversation. Keep it going. How? Communication killers. The biggest communication killer of all is talking too much. Talking too much. We all know this person. You're in a conversation and they do 90% of the conversation. They don't give the other person space. If they pause and the person starts talking and the person says two sentences and then stops talking, boom, the talker jumps right in and he explains more. And the information is piled upon pile upon pile upon pile upon pile. And the person walks out with so much information, his head is spinning, and he has no idea what he's thinking, and the communication has not, and the relationship hasn't been developed. If you want a relationship to develop, two people have to be doing the talking. Now, I think it was a week ago, I was talking with someone with Henry, and Henry was doing all this talking. He was excited about something, and he went on and on and on and on, and he barely gave space for the other person to talk. I didn't even throw in a word because, we're not letting the visitor say something. And afterwards, I said something like that. I said, Henry, you had the basketball, and you passed it, and then you wanted it back, and you were controlling the whole thing. And, he took it graciously. But then the next week, my wife and I, we had someone over that was interested in Bibles and truckers. And I was so excited about whatever this guy was talking that I did the exact same thing. I talked and talked. And, the guy said a couple sentences. The minute he paused, I had 10 more things to say. Because I had, I had all this stuff. And rarely do you get a chance to talk to someone that's excited about what you're excited about. And I just totally dominated everything. And my wife told me that when the person left. And I had to admit, I did this very same thing. So it's very easy to do, especially when the conversation is about something you know a lot and something you're really excited about. But that's the time to relax, to sit back. The other person has to talk or you won't get a connection. Communication killers, listening only for an opportunity to springboard into talking. That was my father. He'd always ask you a question. So how's your church going? And I never really got excited about answering his questions. Because the minute I started talking, he would use that as a springboard to talk about what he wanted to talk about. It didn't matter what I said. He wanted to say things. And his question wasn't really a question. It was an invitation to a topic so he could talk about it. And he used to listen to my sermon tapes. And I remember after listening to, 40, 50 of them, he said, the only way I learn things from you is on a tape. When I talk to you, you don't really say much. And I wanted to say, well, duh. That's because you don't listen. On the tape, you can't interrupt. Listening, only for an opportunity to springboard into talking. Communication killers, speaking with a judgmental attitude. I have a friend of mine who doesn't have a television. They're against television. You know, it's a bad influence on the kids. But he has internet. He has Netflix. They have DVDs. But in a conversation with someone, he's very quick to say, oh, we don't have a television. Hey, did you watch that game? No, we don't have a television. And it's got this little judgmental attitude towards anybody who does have a television. And, you know, it's not even being honest, because I know you watch things. I mean, you have a different way that you watch things, but you're giving the impression that you don't watch anything. And it's got that judgmental saying, I'm doing something, I'm superior to you. If people get a hint of that from you, that you're judging them, the conversation will be over. No one is going to open up about their life, because if you're going to judge me on this, if I say something, you're looking for things to judge me. And I'm not looking into that. It kills the communication. No one's going to say anything. Communication killer, speaking with a condescending attitude. This comes across when you act like you know stuff and they don't. Well, you know, this is how it works. Not, this is how I think it works. Or I watched this documentary and this is what I learned from this. Or I read this book. Or I heard this person talk about this. In other words, I am not all-knowing. I just read it or heard it from somebody else. And I'm passing on to you what I heard. It might be right. It might not be right. I don't know. See, I'm just throwing it as fodder for the conversation. I'm not saying this is the way it is. If you come off strong, this is the way it is. And then if someone disagrees with you, they either have to battle you, or what most people do is you just step back. Okay, I'm not getting involved with that. And the conversation stops. And you don't learn anything, and they don't learn anything, and no connection is made. Communication killers, making your point as if you alone know the truth. That's similar to the condensation, or what is it? Condescending attitude. Okay, making your point as if you alone know the truth. A lot of people talk that way. Well, this is what it is. You know, I heard this thing on the news and they have no idea what they're talking about. And then they rant about what they believe. But they don't precede it by, this is what I believe. They precede it with, this is the way it is. This is truth. And it might be. Remember, I've said in the past, truth is truth. And whether I say it or I don't say it, or you say it or you don't say it, truth is still truth. But that doesn't mean we all have access to it or know the truth 100%. So I leave a little space for, you know, I could be wrong. I don't believe I am, but I could be. I take it by faith. I'll give you the reasons why I believe something. If you've got better reasons to believe something else, I'm giving you space to say those things. See, we have a conversation. Making your point with an attitude that suggests that if anyone thinks different than you, they must be an idiot. That kills a conversation. You're an idiot if you think different than what I say. Who wants to talk with a person like that? I mean, the only people that want to talk with a person like that are the people who think exactly like that person. And so that's what they tend to attract, people that think exactly like them. And they have no room for anyone that thinks differently. And they never grow, they never learn. And they never convince anybody of anything. Communication killers, speaking from a self-absorbed disposition. Self-absorbed people are only concerned with themselves. They don't know that they're only concerned with themselves, but everything they do, everything they say revolves around them and how it affects them. They don't think about how someone else feels. So in a conversation, they don't see what they're saying and whether that's hurting someone. Or that maybe someone might be misinterpreting this thing that I said. Or I said it too strongly and now they're not saying anything and it's because I'm dominating here. See, people that are concerned about other people are wondering how what they say is taken. How what they say is affecting someone. Is relationship happening here? Am I too busy, like, teaching, and now you're the student sitting in a little desk, and I'm standing up here high on the pulpit? Or are we friends having a conversation? Are we enjoying a conversation with one another? Are we learning from one another? Are we having a spirited debate about something, but we're leaving anger out the door? Communication is about connection. We want to make connections. Every person that you see, every person that you meet, is a person that's been made in the image of God. Every person that you meet is a person that God seeks to reach with His love. He's appointed you and I to do it. So let's do away with the things that kill the conversation and engage in those things that build up, that get a conversation going, that gets people thinking, and ultimately gets people connected so that they can hear the truth. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again.